Dennis Gonnering told an assembly committee that there's no reason the public needed to hear the audio of the call his son Jordan made to 911 on April 2, 2008. Jordan Gonnering found his fiancée Brittany Zimmerman stabbed to death in her Madison apartment. Audio of his 911 call was released several months later, but only after news organizations sued to make it public. Dennis Gonnering supports a plan that would prevent that in future cases.
Our family and the Zimmermans or any other family should not be subjected to the horror of April 2, 2008 every time the TV or local newspaper comes.
The plan lawmakers are considering would still allow the release of 911 transcripts, but Peter Fox with the Wisconsin Newspapers Association says those transcripts don't convey the entire context of a conversation. Fox says that context was important in the Zimmerman case because it called into question the effectiveness of the county's 911 center.
It still is important for the public to know how their law enforcement agencies are operating, how their courts are operating, and how their governmental services, such as the 911 center, are operating.
Current law already lets judges use what's known as a balancing test to restrict access to 911 calls if they think the release of those calls would impede an ongoing investigation. Fox says that's the right approach, and it worked in the Zimmerman case, where some of the 911 audio remains private to this day. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.